Thank you, Dave and Greg. As we begin day three of the draft, we want to look back on day two and the two receivers who are going to be added to this Eagles offense. And you, playing through pain here, are going to take us through.
I am. And, you know, let's start with kind of what the Eagles do offensively. I think that's a good place to start. And I think this play against Oakland last year is a very, very good example of that. Because what you're going to get is you're going to get three vertical routes. Okay? These guys are going to run vertical routes. So that stretches the defense vertically. Now you're also going to get the horizontal element, which Chip Kelly is a big believer in. So you're going to get horizontal and horizontal. So now the field gets totally stretched, Bo, vertically and horizontally, and you get a single high safety because this player is going to come down and he's going to go to the deep middle. So what that does is you get one-on-one on the outside for Riley Cooper. And this is exactly the kind of thing you're looking for in Chip Kelly's offense. So you get Cooper one-on-one, you get the field spread horizontally and vertically, and you get the deep throw, a really well-thrown ball. And when you get one-on-one, speed is not necessarily the key thing. Everybody wants a 4-3 guy, but you don't have to be able to run 4-3 in order to win over the top. And this is a great example of Chip Kelly's concept at work.
Making the defense defend every inch
every
of the field.
Every area of the field, absolutely.
So then let's take a look at how these two new receivers run these vertical routes.
Yep.
We'll start with Josh Huff, the third-round pick.
And Josh Huff, and you're going to see him right down here talking to the coach, he's going to run a vertical route right here. And you see him right there. There's Josh Huff. Now, Josh Huff is a little more explosive vertically than you might think, as you see right here. And you know what he did really well there? If you just want to take that back for a sec, a really critical element of vertical route running, look how he ate up the cushion between himself and the corner. That's why it's not all about speed. He had an understanding of, as we say, how to use his vertical stem to eat up the cushion between himself and the corner, to step on his toes. That's the term that's often used.
Josh Huff is a player you like a lot. You like his explosiveness.
Great short area quickness, great understanding of how to run routes. I really like Josh Huff.
And then Jordan Matthews is a different type of player, 6'3", yep. Goes up and
he's
gets
right
it.
Here.
And this is him running a vertical route.
Right. Now, you'll notice his separation isn't quite the same as Josh Huff's because he's not that kind of receiver. He can separate enough that if the ball's thrown beautifully, and we saw Nick Foles on the first play lay it out beautifully for Riley Cooper. Here, the quarterback in the Senior Bowl, David Fales, lays it out beautifully for Jordan Matthews. But Matthews, with that big body, can get vertical, although that's not his game.
That's right. All right. This next concept we want to take a look at is something that we see the Eagles offense do a lot.
All
and it's
time.
Something that Jordan Matthews did a lot at Vanderbilt.
I didn't chart it, Bo, but I would say that 35-40% of his catches were bubble screens. And that is critical to what the Eagles do. I mean, again, you're going to see Riley Cooper. This is a big set for the Eagles. Three receivers to one side and kind of a bunch cluster look. They run the bubble screen. This was very early in the game against Oakland. And I remember watching this tape and thinking, didn't Oakland practice this week? Because this is what the Eagles do. And this is
run after the catch.
Jordan Matthews is outstanding at this. Jordan Matthews is probably quicker and faster with the ball in his hands than he is as a route runner. So this plays to Jordan Matthews absolutely beautifully.
So that's a potential role that we see for Jordan Matthews.
Without question.
A potential role for Josh Huff is something we saw DeSean Jackson do a little bit last year, and that's running routes out of the backfield. Chip Kelly is going to find ways to get his playmakers in one-on-one matchups.
There's DeSean. Okay. We started to see this last year a lot, and Josh Huff is so used to doing this. For what reason? He's running the same offense.
Well, there you go.
It's the same offense. He's going to come to Philly and run the exact same offense he ran at Oregon. Just to remind people, there's DeSean. What you do is you get him now one-on-one with space. So now a receiver that has some movement like Josh Huff, he's not pressed, he's not jammed. He has space to get into his route, and he can get some build-up speed.
And the concept here where Chip is moving Chris Polk along the line, it's creating confusion over here. Right over here.
I mean, keep in mind that that's Patrick Peterson.
Right.
They wanted to match up Patrick Peterson to DeSean Jackson, but because of the nature of the concept.
And all the bodies moving around.
Right, there's a lot of congestion, and here DeSean, and it could be Josh Huff, has room to work, and now Peterson is sort of working. He's reacting instead of being proactive.
Now, something else that the Eagles receivers are going to be asked to do in this offense, you're not drafting wide receivers in the second and third round because they're good blockers. But it is something that they are going to be asked to do in this offense. Effort plays down the field.
And you know
check
why,
out Jason Avant.
You know why it's even more critical? This is a three-wide based offense with a lot of runs against boxes that we say are not loaded. There's not a loaded box. There's fewer people in the box. So receivers blocking down the field become absolutely critical to the success of this run game, and obviously it was the best run game in the NFL last year. So you're going to see Jordan Matthews is an excellent blocker, as we're going to see in a moment. Josh Huff is a very willing blocker. As a wide receiver, the key is to be, the term you used before we came on, feisty. You have to be competitive. You have to be willing to do it. And Matthews is very good at it, has great size. Huff's not as big, but he's very willing to do it.
And better to show than to tell. Let's show
Josh Huff working against the Michigan State safety, Isaiah Lewis. And you can see the effort. And this is the Senior Bowl practices. And this is absolutely critical. Coaches, look at this. I mean, look at him battle. That's all you – and he's still battling. That's the critical part. You battle, you battle, you battle. You can teach guys technique, but if they have the want to, the competitiveness, the tenacity, that's a great place to start.
You can certainly see why Chip Kelly wanted to bring that effort back into this Eagles locker room. All right, that's what the Eagles wide receivers are going to do in this offense. For now, we take a break on Eagles Draft Live presented by Dietz & Watson, but don't go away. On the other side, Howie Roseman joins Dave Spadaro in the studio.